Monday night, Bayom Hazeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Everybody rise. Greet. Okay, Bayom Hazeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Bayom Ahu, but Yom Hazeh means today. Like, we have to be fresh, the Torah is fresh. Give the man a shmaitzah.
To be hefker like the Midbar.
Now, I was about to say that if you notice the last two or three weeks, the style of the learning has changed somewhat. It's slowed down a lot, and I'm looking at all these svarim. I have a whole shelf of svarim on Shmaitza, and I'm looking up Myra Makomos, and like, interesting. So if you don't want to do that, please communicate that to me. And we can go back to just learning Shmaitza, like, you know, just learning Shmaitza and talking about it. I mean, for sure we'll still understand it and learn it, but like these little, like today I want to see an Avnei Nezer that says a very, very fascinating Svara, and a Rav Shimon Shkot that says a fascinating Svara, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says a fascinating Svara, and I get to pick what I find fascinating, or what I think you'll find fascinating. But I don't think we're going to cover any ground today in the Shmaitza. This is an example. So, if you don't like it, please communicate with me. We're very liberal. I'm a modern guy, and I don't impose my own ideas of how the shiur should be given. But I'm serious. If you don't like the style, tell me. But definitely there was a shift in style in the last 3 weeks, ever since I went to the Svarim store and bought these great Svarim on Shmaitza that I never knew existed. I never knew it existed. Wonderful Svarim on Shmaitza. The Horus of Biurim and the Shlomo Zalman we know about, and the new Rav Shimon and the Lue Shmaitza and Rav Scheinberg Sefer on Shmaitza. Really, it's wonderful. So I got this is like a real resource. If you ever learn Shmaitza on your own, the Horus of Biurim, as opposed to the Biurim Be'Horus, which is Rav Shlomo Zalman. But this fella called the Sefer Horus of Biurim. And it's really, it's a fountain of Myra Makomos. And interesting, because it's really like, as longish as the Shmaitza is, you see how others dealt with it from different angles. So, okay, I said my piece. Now, the first thing I want to do today is learn an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer addresses, Avnei Nezer addresses a very interesting point, okay? We're addressing now the Mara Mintz that says like this: someone died, a close relative died. You don't know when they died. Did they die before 30 days? And you don't have to sit Shiva because it's more than 30 days already. Or did they die within 30 days and you do have to sit Shiva? That's the suffix. So in effect, it's a suffix when a person dies. That's what the simple understanding is. So the Mara Mintz ends up saying, you have to follow Chazaka. Where you want to maybe go back to your seat.
We get demoted.
It's my fault. I told him to move here. So the Mara Mintz says that you follow Chazaka. This is called Chazaka de Beikara. We know the guy was alive, right? If he wasn't alive, you wouldn't have to sit Shiva. He was for sure alive.
He says he can't decide. The Rama.
Okay, relax. We're going with the Mara. His note that this. Yeah, relax. Okay. He said he's noted to say that you go as a chazaka and you assume he's dead now. You know he died. He was alive. You assume he died. You assume in the time of Suffolk he was alive, meaning the chazaka de Meikara. The status quo of the previous matzah is stronger than the now, and therefore you assume, you don't know, you assume that he was alive until you're forced to say he was dead, because you heard he died, you found out he died. So that would put it within the 30-day time frame, and based on that chazaka, you would have to sit Shiva. That's the Mara Mintz.
No, he said the Mara Mintz, according to the Taz, he said, Ein lo raya b'ru lo chiv lo yifka.
Okay, it's not Nogea now.
Okay, it's not Nogea.
This is not a halacha shir, and a shayla came up, and I said, but with the Mara Mintz, those design gesund, you're a wonderful fellow. The whole Shmaitza is about the Taz, that argues with the Maharamintzis Svara that we should apply Chazaka Demeikara, the Taz says we look at the here and now, and we say if he's dead now, we assume he was dead until such time that we know he was alive. But that's the way we go, and the Shmaitzer argues with the Taz. Okay, so now I want to, the fascinating Avnei Nezer, very, Avnei Nezer, people know what Avnei Nezer is. Sakhachev, the father of the Shem Shmuel. I think he's more famous nowadays for being the father of the Shem Shmuel than Avnei Nezer. Okay, a Tinoch was born Erev Shabbos after Shkia time. He wrote the Egle Tal. Egle Tal.
Where is this? I'm sorry, where is this?
Sinan Shin Mem Aleph in Yoredeya. He got a Shaila. A Tinoch, a child was born Friday night. Maybe he was born Ben Hashmashos, which itself is a suffix. Maybe it's daytime. And maybe he was born after Tzeis HaKochavim. You don't know, they didn't look at the clock. They didn't have a clock in the delivery room. Like now, the nurse writes down when he was born. They didn't know exactly when he was born. So can you, if you go with the Cheskas Mu'uberes, again, Chazaka is a very funny thing. They slap on Chazaka everywhere. So they go, she was Cheskas pregnant. And someone suggested that you say she was pregnant up until the latest possible time that you must say she wasn't pregnant anymore. So you only know the child was born on Shabbos. You don't, the other one is a period of suffering. We deal with Sveikas by applying Chazaka. You give Misa al pi Chazaka, we know that. You have a suffering of a woman's an Eish HaSish or not, and you can apply a Chazaka that she's an Eish HaSish. You give Misa if someone has relations with her, even though you don't know. And we learned 1,000 times that Chazaka doesn't deign, D-E-I-G-N, doesn't deign to be Mavarer what happened. It obviously doesn't. It just says, assume the status quo until you know that there was a change. Assume no change, like the law of inertia. Assume no change until you know it was changed.
There's no reusa.
What?
You won't kill a woman as a Chazak with a reusa.
You don't toot, you will.
With the reusa?
Yep. A get, Sofek Korov Law is Sofek Korov Law. Guy throws a get. You don't know if the get landed closer to him, closer to her. You follow Cheskas Eish HaSish.
Yeah.
You don't kill him, he's the husband.
No,
you
I
kill
know,
someone else.
Yeah.
Soiklin ala I just cheated, but that doesn't mean Chazaka de Meikara. That's a different type of Chazaka. So I just like lied to you. The phrase Soiklin ala Chazakas is a different type of Chazaka. It means a man and woman are living together and claim they're married, and they're living together like for 30 days, so you assume they taka are married. And if someone has relations with her, you actually give a misa.
Yeah,
that's a different type of chazaka. That's a chazaka based on circumstance. Okay, anyway. So this child was born, and someone wanted to go with the Cheskas Mu'uberes. And Rabbi Kivega said, that's a good svara. Then the Avnei Nezer says, Rabbi Kivega never said that. He just went with a sveika. That maybe he was born Ben Hashmoshes, but maybe Ben Hashmoshes. Maybe at night, maybe Ben Hashmashas. Even if Ben Hashmashas, maybe Ben Hashmashas is night.
What's the Chazaka by the pregnancy? What's the Chazaka?
Cheskas Mu'uberes. You assume she stayed Mu'uberes until such time that you know that she wasn't Mu'uberes.
She has an end date. She has an end. 9 months, right? So.
Okay, but you don't know when the 9 months came to an end, so you. Okay, anyway, he doesn't hold of that, and it's sex fake. Okay.
What's the dinner Benish Masas if you know it's Benish Masas?
I want you to hear.
I just want to know information.
What?
Baby is born Benish Masas on Erev Shabbos.
You can't make the Bris Shabbos.
You can't make it.
No, maybe it was Friday, and Shabbos is day 9.
It has to be 6.
It can only be Mal Shabbos if Shabbos is day 8. If the baby was born Friday, Shabbos is day 9. Then you have to wait till Sunday, which is day 10. That's why the Mishnah says, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, it says, Tinoch Nimal Shmit, 8, 9, 10, 11, the famous Gra. The guy came to the Gra once and boasted that he knows, he was boasting, he knows like Shas Baal Peh, whatever it is. So the Gra asked him a kasha. a famous story, probably apocryphal, but it says by Megillah Nikreis, it says Megillah Nikreis, you all of your days will give you that Leipochos v'layoyser. And he told them a different Mishnah, that it says Leipochos v'layoyser. And a third Mishnah, where it enumerates, and then it says not less and not more. How come in this Mishnah it doesn't say Leipochos v'layoyser? So the guy said a whole shtick of Torah. It does say Leipochos v'layoyser. Probably in apocryphal. No, you ever agree that? No. Did you know the Mishnah? It's Naya Shavis. Okay, anyway, listen to that. When you don't know when something happened. He's saying this. Normally, Chazoka de Meikara means there was a change, okay, and you don't know when it changed. Okay, that's what he's talking about. You don't know when something happened. He wants to say a yesod. And he omer lo mahu yesod. I want to say a basic fundamental principle that I think is very logical. Let's say you have the case where a woman was nenasti. Misheristani nenasti. Was she nenas after the erusin? Or was she nenas before and it was a mekach tos? So he says, so then you can go bosa chazaka. Because the reyus was now, and she was good up till a later point in time. Or nimtzu bamumin. So you say it happened the latest possible time. And he gives a bunch of examples. But, avol, but if you don't know, Abulzah something in Meilad B'Shabbos, right? So if he was born Shabbos, then Shabbos is day 8. Avulena, so the question is not really when he was born. The question is, Avulena something in Meilad B'Erev Shabbos she'ein le'dot. I thought I understood what he was saying. He seems to be very sure of himself. He's saying it. The question is if Shabbos is day 8 or day 9, I think he's saying. It's not really a question of when the kid was born. The question is the status of Shabbos. The 8th day, is it day 8 of the next week? Is today day 8 or is today day 9? The real question, you don't care when the child was born. I think that's what he's saying. Let's talk about the Taz, because this is why it came up. And that's why I never understood the Taz, and this is the Taz that the Schmeitzer brings down, that someone died, you don't know if it's within 30 days or not 30 days, so you go, he says you go basa chazaka, the maramints. The Chiyuv Avelus is not because he didn't die, like you want to paskin that he didn't die koidim shloisha. The Chiyuv Avelus is not because he didn't die koidim shloisha, it's because he died teich shloisha. I thought I understood it. He says, Asvara Brura Etzli. Maybe you can figure out the Svara. He says, Asvara Brura Etzli. He says, it's a push of the Svara. Here, let me read it from him. He gives a synopsis of it in the Sefer. He says, Cheskos Chai can't be Mechayiv someone Ba'avelos. Cheskos Chai says he didn't die before. Chiyuv Avelus is not for not dying. The Chiyuv Avelus is for yes dying. So the Chazaka de Meikara is that he didn't die. The reason I think I understand what Dabdi Neis is saying is it boils down to the same you're saying. Chazaka is not a Mavarer. Chazaka doesn't tell you what happened. It's just a psak, like Rav Shimon would like to say. It's a Hanhoga. It just tells you, assume that a matzah didn't change, but you only apply it like it's very locally applied. It doesn't clarify what happened, and now all the ramifications fall into place. You can build on it. It's a very specific thing. So he's saying your real issue is you're going to sit shiva because he died during shloshim. But you're paskening that he didn't die before shloshim. He says such a chazak is not a true chazak. It doesn't work. And he says vasvara barura. What's his case? He says you make a bris milah on Shabbos because the baby was born on Shabbos, not because he wasn't born before Shabbos. I mean, it sounds funny. I know it sounds funny. I think the point about the nature that he's not speaking out is mamish what you just said. It's what word did you use? You can't build on the psak of a chazaka. The psak of a chazaka is very local and says what it says, but it has to address the shaila. The shaila is, do I have to sit shiva? Whoops, you're not supposed to say that, right? The shaila is, does the person have to sit shiva? So you can't paskin with a chazaka that the person, a cheskes chai. You want to paskin that the person has to sit shiva because of a cheskes chai. He says it's discordant. Doesn't make sense. You want to paskin that Shabbos is the Yom Milah because it wasn't born on Friday. He's saying that the chazaka that he wasn't born, but you don't make a bris milah because someone wasn't born. You make a bris milah. Okay, you know, you could be chaylik on that thing. I thought it was fascinating. Now, inside it's more not clear. I remember thinking, I understand it if, because of the nature of the psak chazaka, it's very, like a hulk almost. It's very limited, it's very miyuchad to what your question is. Okay, that's not the nice. Okay, I thought it was interesting. Sorry. I'm sorry if it's not interesting to you. Next, I saw in the sefer here Rishu Dalit. Again, I'm sorry if you don't. Maybe it's not a good idea. Okay, addressing the other case, the case where the Taz brings a raya that you don't follow Chazaka. One of the Taz's rayas is that he's dealing with a person that was killed. The Taz says you follow the now, not the before. You follow the chazaka of now. So one of his rayas is that if someone died, and you don't know if 3 days went by, right? So you don't know if the witnesses could say who the dead person is. Because they recognize him, they seem to recognize him, they think they recognize him, but the din is, if more than 3 days went by from his patira, then you can't be sure because the face swells up and it's like really not recognizable. So they see someone, they recognize him, and you don't know when he was killed. So the Taz says that you have to assume maybe he was killed before 3 days, right? So the Taz says, you see, you don't go basa chazaka that he was alive until the last possible moment. You say, Adrabi, he's dead now, maybe he died even back to 3 days ago. So the Beis Ephraim says, you can't use cheskes chayim here, because maybe, you're thinking maybe you don't recognize the guy. Maybe the guy you're thinking of is alive. Maybe he's still alive. Maybe he never died. Remember? You're saying maybe this is someone else. So you can't really use cheskes chayim. You can't use cheskes chayim to say that he's the dead guy. What does the Taz say? Why don't you use cheskes chayim to say he just died within 3 days? Why? You say no. He's dead now. So he says, wait a second. He says, you can't use tests.
This guy was for sure alive. But he, whoever he is.
Right.
He was for sure alive. Right. So you can use tests.
But who are you using tests? But you're not dining on that anonymous person.
Of course
you're
you
dining about Ruvain Shmerel. They're coming and saying, we see this guy, this guy's Ruvain Shmerel, we see he's dead. Right? So the Taz, and you're Masufik, maybe it's 3 days already. And it's really not Ruvain Shmerel. So the Beis Ephraim points out, how can you use Cheskos Chayim? You want to bring a Raya, the Taz wants to bring a Raya, that you don't go bust of Cheskos Chayim and say he died at the latest possible time, but you use what he is now. Wait! So he says, how can you use Cheskos Chayim? That Ruvain Shmerel was alive. So maybe Ruvain Shmerel is still alive. And this is someone else, because maybe this person died before 3 days.
The first question is, can these guys give anus on this guy, whoever he is?
No, that's the point. They're not being made, he's dead. We know he's dead. They're being married to Ruvain Shmerel. No, they're being made to Ruvain Shmerel.
Somebody
so you want to use the. They're not saying someone died, they're saying Ruvain Shmerel died. So you can't use the Cheskos Chayim of Ruvain Shmerel to allow them to say that it's Ruvain Shmerel that died, because Ruvain Shmerel's Cheskos Chayim might just as well say he's still alive.
The first question is,
and this is talking to someone else.
The first question,
this person died before 3 days.
The other question is, can you use Tvias Ayin on this guy, whoever he is? That's
right.
Is Tvias Ayin Shayef here? Cheskos Chayim tells the Tvias Ayin is Shayef here.
You're not even right on the case. We want to know about Ruvain Shmerel. They're saying this is Ruvain Shmerel.
Maybe you know someone else is dead.
What?
Maybe you know that guy is dead. We should know from the same. What if we already know that guy is dead? How do we know the kid is Ruvain Shmerel? How do we know
the being made is dead? That's the case.
But this guy is maybe.
We don't know Ruvain Shmerel's dead. They're coming to say he's dead. They're coming to say Ruvain Shmerel's dead. Okay, you don't know. Okay. Now I want to go Rav Shimon Shkaf. I want to tell Rav Shimon Shkaf.
The Rav doesn't think that the case for being minced, Harami Mintz, is a funny case. I mean, someone didn't see his relative in 40 years and he hears that he died. So Mahikadeh, he died within 30 days from now. Maybe he died 30 years ago. And,
right. He doesn't know. What's it called when you don't
it's
know?
It's not even suffix.
If you're tiny, it's not a suffix because he could pick up a phone and find out.
No,
we talked about that at length in Shmaita Aleph. We're talking about it's a suffix. Not every suffix is a suffix.
Right,
a suffix means you don't know. So, there's a premise here, it's a suffix, or you can't apply chazaka.
There's a suffix you don't know when
you're dying. You're imagining the telephone and a Google, and what do you mean you don't know when he died? So go look up in the obituary. Google obituary New York Times, and you'll find out when he dies. And you're right, if you could easily find out, it's not halachically a suffix. You're right.
No, if it's an unknown,
So then it's a suffix, and you can apply chazaka.
Why did he die within 30 days? He could have died 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not an even suffix. Why in the last 30 days more than any other day? In other words,
you don't know.
But it's over a long stretch of time.
You don't know.
You don't know, right.
So you're saying it's more mustaver he died.
It's more proportion that he died.
No. It depends on what are you going to do if he's 50 years old?
Well, you didn't talk to the guy in 40 years, let's say. You didn't talk to him in 40 years, he heard that he died. So he died within the last 30 days?
If he's 20, what are you going to do? Maybe he's 18 years old.
It's on any case.
It's on any case.
It doesn't sound like a funny kazaka, doesn't it?
I don't know, you're imagining a 92-year-old guy that's like...
It's on any case. It's on any case. You didn't throw in any case.
I don't hear. If it's a suffix, it's a suffix.
So kazaka could push it
I think your up. Feeling is that go find out when he died, but you don't know because you didn't have any shaykhs with him for the last 4 years. 40 years. But you're right. If it's not really a case of suffix, you don't follow chazaka. The presumption is it's really a suffix. You don't know when he died. There was a war, and there were the 5 years of war, and no communications, and no nothing. And you found out that a relative died. And you have no idea if he died the first year of the war or the last year of the war. Maybe he died, you don't know if he died within the last 30 days.
He died very recent.
There's two chazokas bumping heads. Chazokas Cheskos Chai says, you can assume, and you must assume he was alive. If you know at one point in time he was alive, so you may assume, or you should assume, that he was alive until such time that you know for sure the matzav changed. That's the point of chazaka. You know a matzav A, and in the case we're learning about the Shmaitza, many cases of chazaka is you don't know there was a change. You're thinking maybe there was a change. And chazaka says, assume there was no change. Here we're dealing with, you know there was a change, so you have the two chazokas sort of at loggerheads. The chazoka de Meikara and the chazoka de Hashka.
Also the point
of
this guy is the regular chazoka de Meikara, right?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about chazoka Asuli Shtanos, which is the no-say of
that.
I thought that's the real subject.
That's the Schmeitzer's point that we learned yesterday, that Cheskos Chai has a built-in flaw, FLAW, that it's omed to change. Because nobody lives forever. So maybe the only time you follow Chazaka de Hashta is when the Chazaka de Meikara is basically flawed because it's a Chazaka Asuya Lishtanos. Okay, that's what we learned yesterday. Now I'm going over some points. Maybe I won't do this anymore. What do you say? Okay, I won't do this anymore.
It's fine, it's better.
I think it's very geschmack. Maybe I have to prepare more and present it in a more clear way. I'm only picking things that are weird.
I think it's
anyway, listen to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Shkop. Ulefize Yesh Lomar. Again, the Taz's case. You don't know when the guy died. You don't know when the guy died. Perek Shar Beis, which he calls Shar HaChazokas. Perek Hay. And so he says as follows. He goes now with the Taz that you follow the Chazaka, the Hashta. You follow the now. You go with the Taz that you don't sit Shiva. Because you follow the Hashta, because the Chazaka to make her is flawed, because it's a Chazaka Hosuya Lishtanos. It's all made to change. And the Schmeitzer doesn't like that. He says you never, ever, ever follow Chazaka the Hashta. You always follow Chazaka to make her. That's what the Schmeitzer holds. Right, we saw already in previous program, the Schmeitzer negates the whole idea of Chazaka de Hashta. He said it's only a Chumra, the Rabbanon, blah, blah, blah. Then he says, Ulufima Shekosafti, which he gives an Arichus, he says the Halacha should be like the Taz, but not for the Taz's reason. Meaning you do have to sit Shiva. Why? Dine Lingin Avelus. Again, this is based on what Chazaka is. He says the Cheskos Chai of the mace is a weak Chazaka. Because it's not Negeya the mace. He's dead. It's not Negeya the object of the Chazaka. Because he's dead. It's Negeya a ramification. It's Negeya us. Amos and Afkamina Ladina. The Hadid Negeya la Kroivim. The Sufik din Avelus. The Loshayach Bazev Vadai Lodun, that the Kroivim, we had this far on the Shmaitz, if you remember, that the Kroivim can use the Cheskos Chai of the mace.
It sounds like the Ima and Bita.
You can't use his Cheskos Chai, you can't use to paskin up your problem.
We had this for the mother and the daughter.
Okay, I will elaborate. If you want to look at the Shimon, just an interesting svara, again based on Chazaka. Then I saw the most amazing thing in Shlomo's Zalman, and I really can't believe it. I can't believe he says it. Shlomo Zalman, I'll skip the whole Arichus. He says Chazaka to me. I think this is going to blow your mind. It blew my mind. He says Chazaka de Meikara has no logic. It's Xeris HaKosef. Chazaka de Meikara. Chazaka de Hashta.
Makes sense.
He says it's not a pasuk. It makes sense. It's a svara. So maybe he has ramifications based on that. I'm blown away.
Why he
says it more by Rikas in a previous thing. No, it's to look at something now and say, we will assume this is the way it is. It's funny because the Shmeitzer doesn't hold the whole Chazaka Da'ash. First of all, the whole idea of Chazaka being a Svara, no Chazaka is a Svara. Because it doesn't address reality. It just tells me to make an assumption based on. He says, following Chazaka Dahashta is a Svara. You see something now, I'm trying to put the best face on this. This is a Shlomo Zalman. You see something now, so you assume it was that way. But if you see something that changed already, and you know it was different, let's say, a year ago, and you want to say that it probably didn't change until, that's Xeris HaKosov. To follow Chazaka de Meikara, that things did not change from a past condition that you know. You know, I know something existed in the past, a certain matzah. To say that that didn't change until I'm forced to say it changed, that's the din Chazaka, that's Xeris HaKosov. There's no real logic to that. But to say that what I see now in front of me, I really don't know what I'm talking about. I don't understand. It's such a chiddush. First of all, you have no right to call it Chazaka, if it would be a svara. It's not Chazaka. He says there's no limud from a pasuk. That I agree with. But but the terence is, if I may be so bold, is that what you learn out from the pasuk the concept of Chazaka. The concept is that you follow the status quo, and even if you don't know, whenever it's negeya change, what's chazaka? Chazaka means, right, for the last 2 years, I define chazaka as status quo. There was a change, or you're not sure if there was a change, so you assume no change. That's chazaka. Now, chazaka can have many manifestations. It could be a chazaka de Meikara, it could be a chazaka de Hashta. It's all different types of cheskas aguf, cheskas din. It's all different types of chazakas. So he's right that there's no special pasuk for chazaka da'ashta, but I don't know if there has to be. You know,
the
concept. You learn out the concept in the Torah, and then you apply it whenever it's applicable.
That's just maybe the chiluk.
Saying, well, if it's a, it's not a svara. I'm sorry. I don't know what he's. Not a svara.
Saying this, the chiluk you may be referring to is that by Chazaka de Hashta, he's saying we see what it is now. We see what it is. The other Chazaka Meikara is an assumption. It's an assumption.
You know, you don't
we
see.
Know,
but you
know, but we know that it was. This is like what I'm confronted with in front of me. Here's what it is.
I think he means maybe it's a svara that you follow it. It's a svara that you follow what you see in front of you. So you say it.
Sounds the same. I mean, Chazaka de Meikara just means the status quo from the past continuing to the future. Chazaka de Hashta just means the status
the
quo
present.
From now
to
continuing
the
to the past.
To the present.
To the present, right. Future
which,
from the past.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's
the
no
present.
Difference. Is this one you
the
see and
the present
one you
don't. To the past. But they're both, to me, it's like the exact same, I don't want to say svara, but the exact same, you know, mechanism.
Yeah. I'm just saying maybe Mr. Shlomo Zalman says that.
Imamish says that.
The fact that it's here now, more powerful than knowing what was.
Okay, I'm going to stop doing this.
Rob, did we say why in Svara, why the Sheikh Shmaisa is so against Zabadatha?
He holds there's no basis for it. He holds the only basis for it. Toysus keeps saying that it's only a Chumrah, the Gabi Kachim, and Truma. The whole thing's only a Chumrah when you're Yamachmer. If someone's dead now and someone touched him, you don't know if he was dead or alive when he was touched. So it's all no gay a tomb of a tyrant.
Yeah, but Taz always signaling the other way. I'm doing a spur. Is it something pushing
this? I don't need your feedback.